Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
Welcome to your morning show leftovers podcast. John is my name. Riley's over there.
Hi.
I got Hoodie over here. Woo! Rose is over there.
Hello.
You guys remember the game Popcorn back in the day in school when it came to reading? You'd say popcorn, you say somebody's name, and they have to read?
Yeah.
We're going to do that for the podcast. So Popcorn, Riley, you go.
Read. What am I reading?
Just go.
You're done. You hit popcorn.
You have the talking ball for the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Talk about what you want to talk about.
Taco Bell is giving away free tacos for a year with 100 reward members. Just sign up. Hoodie, popcorn.
No, I keep it longer though. It's like we're passing like the trust ball. What's so like, yeah, what's on your mind? Like you have the trust ball.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited for my bridal shower. I can't wait to go on the boat. I'm going to be super cheesy, and I have a bride baseball cap with a veil. Jonathan, you seem that you have some thoughts. Popcorn, go.
No, I'm listening. I've learned.
Okay, I'm done. Popcorn, go.
This is
a completely different popcorn game than
I've never played.
With.
Popcorn, actually.
Popcorn is
ever.
Like when you're reading something and then you go popcorn and then you throw it to somebody else and then that was it. But
the popcorn I played as a child was on the trampoline and you would curl up in a ball and try to maintain that kernel status and somebody else would jump and try to pop you out and that was popcorn.
There's there's like a trampoline. We should hit the trampoline park too, Hoodie.
Oh,
there's
so fun.
There's a trampoline park near the radio station.
With the foam pits? Yes.
Yeah. Because they have the basketball hoops on too. Remember slam ball back in the day? Man, that was a sport that should have taken off. Mm-hmm. Can I see the hat?
Do you
have a photo?
Sure
you for sure have a photo of it.
Hold on, I bought it off Etsy. I can.
Does
find
Marshall
it.
Have a photo? Does he have a husband one?
No. You think Marshall would wear that? Are you joking?
I think I'm sure he's just as excited as you are for the big day.
No, he's excited for the boat for sure. 100%. He's excited for that.
Yes.
But he's not going to be. No. The only thing that can get him in for the wedding that is outside of his camo gray attire is this tux. Like
yes.
That's as far as we're going. Here it is. But I got rose gold glitter instead of just the plain pink.
That's lovely.
I mean, well, here's the thing. Here's the real reason behind it. Is you know how I got my eyebrows microbladed like a month ago? You're not allowed to have them in direct sun for a minute until, or otherwise they'll fade. So I got a bride. I don't know. They're being
because me
today.
And Hoodie said yes because we have absolutely no idea.
At the same time.
Yes, because we're just being, because like, as dudes, like I don't even, I'm not even positive microblading
is. It's basically like a tattoo.
Oh.
Your eyebrows.
We just talked about this on the show 2 days ago.
I didn't know you had that recently. That's why we're playing a lot. We're trying to humor.
Basically the same thing as if you got a tattoo recently, you wouldn't take it out in the sun. So if you have a tattoo on your face, you don't want to screw up said tattoo on your
Riley.
Face. So I'm wearing a hat. I'm obviously done with these people today.
Can you put sunscreen on your eyes?
No, because it will make the formula ashen if I take that into sun.
We see these people. Who do you mean?
And Hoodie's on your bandwagon
we were trying to participate in the conversation by going,
you've been poking at Riley all morning.
No, that's not true.
That's a fact.
That's not
I mean,
true.
You
that's
poke at me all the damn time, but I'm under a little bit of stress today. So I'm about to get on a plane with a 6-month-old and a 5-year-old, and I'm a little stressed out, so leave me alone.
I was trying to add to the story when you're saying, I got microblade. Yeah. And then this happened to be that Andrew said.
We just talked about this two days ago.
But it's funny because Andrew said the exact same thing I said at the exact same time at the exact same pitch.
Twinsies.
Because we're just dudes. Like you could have been like, I got my toenails reapplied yesterday. Like,
is that what we call
you,
it?
You can
hell?
You can make up something. I just got the we just got the interior done on my ears. Oh yeah, that looks.
Can
that's
we
great.
Popcorn and change the subject?
Who got popcorn?
Huh?
Pick somebody
you,
popcorn.
I said four times.
I'm excited for today. May I speak?
Yes.
It's my turn to popcorn.
How about it?
Okay. I'm very excited today for several reasons. Number one, have you watched Ted Lasso, Hoodie? You'd like Ted Lasso.
I'm waiting until more episodes come
out. Okay. Yeah. I ordered a Ted Lasso jersey last night.
Did you?
Sure did. Because
I was just looking at that.
Because Ted Lasso, they're doing it right with Twitter.
It's called a football kit.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Ted Lasso is doing it right with Twitter, where the team has their own Twitter. His thing has a Twitter. And they've integrated themselves with professional soccer. So the football clubs across the world are tweeting it too. So I caved in and got like a, I got the jersey. There's something.
It's not that expensive.
Don't forget Trent Krim, the Independent, also has his own Twitter account, which is fantastic.
I'm a big fan. Like, I don't like TV and movie merch where it's just like the title of the movie. I like stuff where it's like, it looks like it's something from that world. Like, I have that Jurassic Park, like, summer tour hoodie. Like, that stuff to me is cool. Or like that Target has, like, the Bayside Tigers, like, gym class shirts.
They've got a lot of really good old school classic shirts. Like, Breakfast Club that you refuse to watch.
I watch Charmaine and them all
and Goonies.
I watch Breakfast Club all the time on Revolt TV.
Oh, so
and Goonies.
Good.
They're my friends.
And Goonies.
But I like my Ducks jersey, so I'm excited for that to come in. I also ordered, when NSYNC dropped their 20-year anniversary stuff this weekend, I ordered the tour hoodie.
And, 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years of celebrity, which is dope. And then
also, wasn't it like 20, I don't know if it, I don't, probably not 20 years, but the Princess Diaries, they just had their anniversary. I know Mandy Moore posted about it. I don't know, I have to double check.
Mandy Moore's in Princess Diaries?
Yeah, she was a cheerleader, the mean cheerleader.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Princess Bride. Oh,
no.
Okay.
Oh, God, no.
No, I was
Mandy
like, when
Moore
the hell
was
is that?
In at Princess Diaries, and it's 20th birthday. She posted about it yesterday.
We should do a viewing party of a Watcher member and see if it still holds up.
Oh, of course it's going to hold up. It's a classic.
Don't tell me it ends. Yes, Hoodie?
A Watcher member. I think that's Moore's favorite movie.
You think?
Is it really?
I feel like you probably should know that, fam.
It is. I only know the cover of it.
We should watch it next weekend in Bowie at the hotel.
When she stands in two places.
Aren't y'all cute?
Once?
He said, no, I'm good.
More one and more hyped up. Let's watch. We watched Ted Lasso before. There you go. That'll hype us up.
We can watch that at the stadium. So that's something exciting for this weekend. Bringing Chewy to get his nails did. So Popcorn Rose.
I nearly lost my damn mind this morning because Clint texted me before the show and he's like, I think I'm going to watch Ted Lasso this morning. And I'm like, no, you're not. And he's like, well, then text me back because he had messaged me right before that and I hadn't responded yet. I was about to go ape wild on him. Like,
yeah, of course.
Can't do that. I'm excited to watch Ted Lasso tonight. Last weekend, I watched Ted Lasso, the first episode, like three times, and I cried every time. So I'm kind of expecting that to happen again this week. And then we're just going to have like a super chill weekend. I've got some projects I'm working on. Working on like nursery design stuff too.
Nice.
And I found a website where you can basically build a room from scratch. And so I've been doing on my free time, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Would you like to popcorn somebody else, Rose?
Popcorn Hoodie.
Hey, I'm excited to voluntarily be the DD this weekend because I just want to drive my new car. So
there you go.
For anybody?
Anybody. So if you, from the hours till midnight. So
you're going to drive. That just means you're dropping off. That's the way DD.
Well, you know.
DD means you're driving back,
you can
baby.
Pregame. You're good.
So you'll pick me up and drive me wherever I need to go?
Within reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, be careful with that.
When I open the door, will you say Uber for Mr. John?
No, I'll be like, where my money?
And then, you didn't say you were doing it for payment. You said you were offering.
DDs, you know, usually get a soda or something for services. You know?
I really do think like Uber needs to do like a merit based system where if you were an Uber driver back before they put GPS in the app, your rate should be higher. Like, imagine leaving, when you were leaving the club drunk, like 2013, 14.
Trying to get
14,
directions from
a drunk
person.
Oh my God, the things they had, and trying to find them, that was also the biggest pain in the butt. We couldn't see where it was. My Uber rating, hey Eric, can you come here for a second?
Oh,
sorry to inconvenience you.
But speaking of Uber, I can actually Uber my car because I couldn't the Tahoe. So if I want to
remember
my
side hustle. Please.
Do you remember the night you ruined you and Shane ruined my Uber rating? Okay. So where were we at? Was that El Centro?
Yeah, we were going to the one on U Street.
So we were in an Uber somewhere and Eric and our buddy Shane got loud. And we were asked to exit the Uber, right? And then we were so drunk, and Eric is Mr. DC. Eric knows the back of his hand, knows all the streets. We ordered another Uber that I swear on my dog's life drove us maybe 35 yards from the place.
But he didn't charge us.
I think he did charge us.
He should have charged
me. It ruined my rating.
No, what ruined your rating is getting kicked out of the first Uber.
Yeah, well, and not my fault. So anyway.
Not your fault.
No, I didn't mean to.
I like to think that Eric's points weren't valid because I didn't popcorn him. But you know what you're going to do?
Oh, true, Eric. You weren't popcorned.
What does that mean? Popcorn now to Eric. You may ask a question. Where'd you get that shirt? Podcast. You weren't here.
Is that new shirt?
No.
Is that the one from the group chat?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I really think we should get that hoodie.
I'm right here.
Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, speaking of things and spending money on things, so the candles that Hoodie helped launch, Candles by Hoodie, the Wax Cabin Candle Co. we launched for the show. They originally, the idea was, Hoods, that they were going to donate a portion of the proceeds. To
yes.
The
mm-hmm.
And then, like, it's their highest selling that they've done ever in a candle, right?
Yes. So the Your Morning Show candle, like, our names are on it, and it's a black background. That's their most popular candle they've ever sold.
So they're donating all the proceeds to the Fisher House Foundation. So this weekend, to get a chance, please, YMSradio.com, and get one of the candles. If you want to go to the show next Friday, we're going to try to have some of the show, I think.
Hopefully, yes.
We're going to try, but it's not guaranteed. So Saturday, next Saturday is the last day to get them. We're going to try having the show Friday. Don't know for sure. So YMSradio.com. We'll see you next week.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.